Hello?
Hello. Hey, Uncle Clyde, can you hear me now?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you.
Just to stay with that game. Okay, so you were basically explaining me that you required to check out the page on your website on Shop 8, but it's not taking you to the checkout page, right?
Yeah. So when you go on the Shop page, of course, it has a little testimonial up top. And say, like, if I add something to the cart. Let's add Uncle Clyde's barbecue sauce to the cart. Add the cart, a price, see, add the cart. It gets added. Then I go to view cart. View cart. And so I'll see my cart finally. If I click proceed to checkout, I mean, the other thing to me that's kind of I need a tweak is dealing with the shipping. So, like, say, an item in there, and I know usually on other websites you can put the zip code in or whatnot, and then the shipping will automatically be populated.
Yeah, like, it depends on, like, if you can tell me, like, what shipping merchant you're basically going to use to ship your order, so I can just explain you accordingly on that.
Okay.
They combine the prices. They combine the shipping prices.
Yeah. So yeah, but yeah. So he's saying that if you got like a certain weight or whatnot, he can kind of set that up having like USPS kind of.
Yeah, this is something. Like, if you want to use USPS for shipping, you have, like, multiple more options. You have UPS, you have Printful, and all the things which will allow you to ship your orders through their merchants.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on. Let's hold off on that then real quick. Let me just go ahead and continue kind of with the process of everything. So, we'll come back on the shipping and stuff. But,
sure.
All right, so like you said, you got your stuff in your cart, and then you go to proceed to checkout.
Yeah.
And then we're at the checkout page, and we see everybody's billing details and address. We don't see.
Wait.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We don't see where else, like say the billing details, but like we don't see anything as far as like another way to pay for it. It's only showing up pretty much like PayPal at the bottom. And usually, that doesn't seem to work. I guess we would need, like, some fields for, like, you know, Visa, credit card, you know, MasterCard payments, and then maybe up under that maybe have, like, some PayPal options.
So if you can confirm me, like, what payment merchant you're using, so that would help me to explain you.
Okay, like Visa, for instance. Like, what if we need a Visa credit card? Somebody needs to put that in.
Basically, you would like to take the payments through all types of card details, like with the American Express, with Visa, with MasterCards, with all type of payment methods. Like, not just, you just don't gonna stuck with only just one with the PayPal, right?
Yeah, we would like more. Yeah, we want all of them to be used. But we're also the PayPal that's currently on the website, it doesn't work for some reason.
Yes,
it's not even letting. Yeah. So it's like it's just a placeholder.
Did you have your PayPal account? Like, did you have the business PayPal account?
Yeah. He said he already gave that to you as far as like the PayPal.
Perfect. So the only concern is right now to take the payments through MasterCard, Visa Card, American Express, and as well as the gift cards as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something which we need to do with Customly for you, which we can go ahead and create a backend and go ahead and add that functionalities at the backend of your website. So whenever someone like to be on your website just to purchasing the stuff, and once they are on the checkout page, so the checkout page will gonna show them a different options to make the payment. Like as I said, one is for the MasterCards, one is for the American Express, one is for the Visa, one is for the gift cards as well. So this is something which we need to do with Customly for you if you are in need of the. This is basically called the multi-vendor merchant functionality.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you can
really just Visa, MasterCard, and Amex. That's pretty much enough.
Yeah, the Master, Visa, Amex, and the gift cards will be listed there, and it depends on your customer which card they are using at that time to make the payment. So
this is why we
need to purchase the plugin, which is for the multi-vendor merchant. As soon as we got that for you, we can go ahead and integrate that at the back end of your website. Then we are good with it to show you the things which you requested now.
Right. Are you able to do that now? Or when can you do that?
Like, sir, first of all, we need to reserve the plugin for you, which is basically there is an associated cost with that. And once we reserve that, then we can go ahead in the next 48 to 56 business hours, we will go ahead and integrate the merchant on your website, and then we are good with it to show you the update that we are done with this. Then you can just try to check it out to make the payment through any of the cards.
Yeah, I know, but we were already supposed to have that within the package that we bought. That's the whole thing. Like, why would we make you guys make us a website that we can't start getting, you know, actual shoppers to the website after you guys released it and said it was already finished? So that is already being
payment merchant. Payment merchant is included in your package. I can understand. This is why the PayPal is integrated. But here you're looking for the multi-merchant vendor functionality. So this is something which we need to do it, create it customly for you.
Yeah, well, what about the PayPal? Is that's not working as well? Because, I mean, we could use the PayPal, but if you try to actually place the order, it does not work.
Yeah, like if you just want to stuck with only with the PayPal, and as your concern is the PayPal is not working too, so I'll look into that too for you. You can just give me a quick moment so I can have a look on the which you are facing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, let's check that first, and then we'll figure out about the other one, the multi-payment.
Sure. Give me a quick moment. Let me just see, and we'll figure out the error, which is basically running on your website.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Clyde, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm here.
And I've just found the issue, which is basically running on your website, and already forwarded that to my developer to fix it for you as soon as possible. And as soon as I have the update from him to update the PayPal account fix, I will let you know. Okay?
All right, that's great. That's great. Also, is there a functionality? Can you have is there a cart item that you can kind of put on the toolbar at the top? So say if we add some stuff to the cart and the user can go up to the top of the ribbon and actually click the cart, and if they miss your prompt, that pops up. Because I know, say, if I add some sauce to the cart, Uncle Clyde's Gourmet has been added to the cart, but what if I go and want to keep on shopping and get back to the cart eventually? Maybe there should be like a little cart, maybe icon at the top by the Facebook,
yeah,
Twitter, and Instagram.
This is what I'm trying to explain to you. As soon as we added the multi-vendor functionality to be on your website, so the cards icon for the Master, Visa, American Express, and the gift cards will be shown as an icon onto your website.
Oh, no, we're mistaken. I'm talking about an actual card.
Without icons that you're taking the payments through these cards as well.
Oh, not the vendor icons for the payment system, not Visa, Monster, like you're saying. I'm just talking about an add to cart button.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know how at the top of websites they have an add to cart button. It's a little shopping cart that you can press, and it shows you all your items. Instead of this prompt that pops up, there's a big, bulky prompt that, like, pops up. On.
I can totally understand. Basically, you're looking for whenever someone clicks on add to cart, and they need to purchase that product, and instead of taking that person to be on view cart, it takes a person to the direct checkout page.
No, not necessarily the direct checkout page, just an icon that's up in the top right-hand corner of the page so a person can go to the cart, like a little symbol of a cart.
Okay, so, I got you.
Yeah, because, say, if you do click that symbol of the cart, it'll go ahead and open up your cart and show you all the products that you've accumulated over.
Gotcha. Basically, on the top right side corner, you're looking for the view card option where people can just view it, what they basically purchasing through your website, on your website, right?
That's it.
Okay, perfect, sir. So these are the only things that you would like to do for now because your website is already live, right?
Yeah, it's already live, and I really appreciate you guys did a great job. There's one more thing, and it's on that checkout page. If you hover over to the right side and actually, like, black in some of that dark area, there's a whole bunch of names, and there's these red asterisks that pop up as well. So we maybe might not need all that, you know. I don't know if you can see it or not, but you have to go to, like, your checkout. You have to go to place checkout.
Like, are you talking about the cross mark?
Yeah, like say, let me go to proceed to checkout real quick. No, they're like little, it looks like they were placeholders at the time. It says to a different address, but right now, like I'm looking on my desktop and it's all blacked in, but you see these little red asterisk marks like there should be something there. And it's right to the right where it says billing details with the name, last name, company name, wherever you want your product shipped to and billed. Over to the right side, it's blacked in for some reason, and I don't know why it's like that.
Let me just see. Give me a quick moment.
Okay.
Okay. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So I got you. You basically want to remove those cross marks, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All those marks in the fields, because I'm kind of blacking in the fields. It looks like it says, like, first name. If you have a different address to ship to, that should just be a pop-up, like a box or a check mark that's actually on the form. And then say if the user checks that box, that should pop up then to be able to ship it to a different address. Because right now it's just over here on the right side. It's kind of just clogging up the site.
Okay, perfect, sir. This will be done, like as I said, in the next 48 to 56 business hours. I will take all the revisions, and I'm going to have my developers to start work on that, and we'll get that done for you for sure.
I appreciate that, man. If we need any future service or whatnot, can we call you again, or do you want to, you know, can we contact you again?
Yes, sir. Like, as you are basically the website is provided by us, like, let's say your website is live now and you're looking for some revisions today. However, we are not doing it, but just because of these are just the minor changes, I can go ahead and get that done for you. But we do have, like, maintenance plan, which we basically propose to our customers who are in need of like multiple changes in the future, like on monthly basis, on yearly basis, whatever. So we do have plans for them to purchase the package and avail the services for an year or monthly for their.
Talking about you individually, like can we contact you again
for a follow-up
or what? Like, what's your name and number?
My name is David Morgan, and you can use the same number to get the update. I will go ahead and send you an email once the work is completed.
Oh, awesome, awesome. We'll get it like that, too. Yeah. What's your extension?
Sir, my extension is 612.
612, okay. Just in case we need to contact you again. I appreciate it, David. Thank you.
And I do have one couple of questions from you. The reason to give you a call today basically, I would like to have words with you related to your business. How's your basically business going? How's the work going? Are you getting the leads from search engine, or how's the progress of your work?
We haven't really been able to get any business because nobody can check out what's not on the website. We usually get about 200 visitors on the site per week, but like they haven't been able to check out, so it's starting to be an issue. So that's why we were trying to contact you. And we're also trying to just make sure the shipping and everything is integrated properly, too, because sometimes when you try to add certain bottles and stuff to and variety packs and stuff to the order, it just only has one default shipping.
Yeah, like, however, the concern is for the shipping merchant. As I told you, you can just tell me what merchant.
You said what merchant are we using mainly? What do you use mainly?
We use
U.S. Postal Service. That's the main one. That's the main places rates. Or that's the main person that we
somebody
use.
Somebody recommend somebody?
No, U.S. Postal Service. You got Turkey right there.
Yeah,
U.S. Postal Service. But somehow it's not the rates and whatnot aren't communicating with the site. And it's just giving you one default price. Right?
They added the shipping onto the price.
That's what I'm saying. It's giving you one default.
So what you need to do, you just need to create your account there and provide us with the login details, then we can go ahead and add that on your website.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, and however, I would like to know one more thing about your website. I do see that you are doing a business. You are
Hello?
Website, so on search engine, so I would like to know.
You keep cutting out. I just heard. I would like to know what.
Like I do see that on your website. I'm just reviewing it, so I do see that you have mentioned that the Uncle Clyde owns this website with copyright. So do you have any documentations to use this on search engine?
Yeah, it's already somewhat SEO, search engine optimized. But are you saying that you guys optimize websites and do all that too?
Yeah, like if you're in need of that, because else you're registering your website with your domain name, and as of now you're live, and nowadays people are registering their businesses on daily basis on search engine of Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and you're one of them as well. And you must be on 30th page right now or 40th page just because of you're not doing any kind of marketing on your website. And the only thing which people know about your business, that is the domain name. That is Uncle Clyde.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we run ads, though. We got ads on Instagram and Facebook, and, we do the Google ads and stuff on the side. So it's in places. But if nobody's able to check out, that's the thing. But, I mean, we'll definitely we'll talk about it and then mention it to you next time. We just got to get the site right and everything so it's user-friendly and, the visitors get there and they actually buy something and give them that purchasing decision. So that's what I'm trying to just optimize it for right now. But we definitely will contact you if we need that.